As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.
855-905-8255. Sarah, bonjour.
Bonjour, Simon.
Bonjour, Sarah. What is going on tonight? How can I help you?
So I have this problem. I've been talking to this guy, texting, you know, back and forth, and we've been flirting. And I said that I wanted to meet him, you know, and he's like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. But as soon as it comes to time and I try to schedule a time, he doesn't answer me at all as far as, you know, if he's up for it, if he wants to, but he's happy to flirt on the phone, but he just won't meet me in person, so I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should keep texting or if I should just move on.
I see. You have been doing this for how long, Toro, this back and forth on the phone?
Gosh, probably about 2 months.
Wow. So what is your intuition telling you? Why do you think this is happening, and what do you think you should do? You just go to your intuition and tell me.
You know, I don't know. I think maybe he just likes the idea of flirting because, you know, we get into really deep talks, like ooh la la, if you know what I mean.
I know what
and,
you mean.
And, you know, maybe he just likes the flirtation, but he doesn't want the reality.
Yes, Sarah. He likes the attention. He likes the validation. He likes to see your desire, because there's a big chance this guy is either married or with somebody else, and that's why he has never met you. Because online, you know, you have a lot of people that wants, you know, kind of like the emotional affair, so they're going to engage with somebody like you, wants a regular relationship, but they'll never meet you. And Sarah, if it was just you, you would have met him after 2 weeks, right, of communication. That's what it takes, 1 week, 2 weeks of going, chatting, and then you meet for coffee or drink, right?
Well, yeah, that's normally how it would go.
Yes, of course. The fact that after 2 months you still haven't met means that this is not a guy you should invest any more of your time with. So my advice is to not communicate with him whatsoever and move on. I smell something not good behind this guy, like somebody is either probably involved with somebody else, and you're just his distraction, and you make him feel really, you know, wanted and desired, and like you said, the ooh-la-la talk, but you're not getting anything out of this, and you're not going to meet him ever, so it's a waste of time.
Okay, well, thanks for your advice, Simon.
You're welcome. Go find somebody who wants to be with you, not somebody who wants to play with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Sarah, good luck to you, and have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
I mean, when it comes to online dating, there's a couple rules we all have to keep in mind. So let me share that with you next.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
Ooh. That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yimby's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that!
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to the Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat, Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.